Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, my friend. How are you on this sunny Southern California weekend? It's Sunday. It is March the 17th, year of our Lord 2024. Dude, what is happening today? Sunday.
How's it going, buddy? Yeah, everything's great.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I had green eggs. Is that good?
Green eggs and ham. Green eggs, I am.
Exactly.
Libtard, I am. Libtard, I am. Not.
I always think of the Dr. Seuss book on that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I hope you have a safe St. Patty's Day wherever you may be, and enjoying life to its fullest. We have to because we had a country to save.
We do.
Hey, speaking of that, let's start off. So much going on as usual, so we're going to dive into it. A lot of topic to hit.
Yeah.
Let's get hot and heavy with this. Let's begin in California.
Yeah.
Hey, the goofball governor out here, Gavin Newsom. Now, do you know that with all the high tech Silicon Valley eggheads out here, you think that we'd be pretty, you know, on the ball? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, California is still counting votes, still counting ballots from the election we had 3 weeks ago.
We're only
at 86% as of right now.
I thought you were going to say from the 2020 election. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I'm just about that bad. Yeah. And it went two points. One, every time these vote countings extend and go on and on, how come they never end up in our favor? 99% of the time,
exactly.
It always helps the Democrats. It's amazing how that happens,
Isn't
the universe
funny?
Works like that.
Crazy. Yeah.
And
the
other thing, this is, oh my God, Donald Trump's going to go to jail. Remember the Georgia phone call?
Yes.
When he called a Raffenberger.
Kemp. Yeah, right, yeah.
And Kemp. Hey, can you please find 10,000 more votes? He didn't say make them up.
Yeah.
He just said, hey, you're still counting, fine.
Yeah.
So Governor Newsom is so desperate to push this. We have something called Proposition 1 out here, folks.
Right.
It's just another $6 billion slush fund will do nothing.
Right.
And it's only winning by like 20,000 votes.
Yeah.
So he sent an email blast requesting volunteers reach out to Democrats who have had their ballots rejected. Okay, and to scour public housing and mental health services for missing ballots. Hey, how can he get away with that? He's basically saying, hey, whatever you got to do, find more votes for me.
Yeah.
But he gets away with it.
Two standards of justice, my friend. Two standards of justice. As we know all too well, the Democrats will do anything to win. I got to hand it to them. I mean, they will do anything to win. You know, cheating is really the only way they can win, and rigging elections, as we well know. And basically, the goal here is they just keep counting until they get the outcome they want. And it's that simple. They won't stop counting until they get they just found a box here. Oh, they just found a box here. Oh, they found a few. Oh, we just found a couple of some military ballots that just so Aunt Betty was sitting on over on her desk. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the state is basically lost. There's no, you know, there's nothing. The state it needs to get turned around. It could get turned around, but right now it is lost.
It is super lost, and it's just another layer of hypocrisy. When you know the left goes apoplectic about Donald Trump's phone call, and here's Newsom emailing people. It's right there. He doesn't care. Emailing people.
Care.
Hey, find more votes. Keep counting.
Yeah, keep counting. Yeah, let's hire some people. Let's spend some taxpayer dollars to hire some people to actually find some more votes. Oh, and then we're right over the edge. Yeah.
Yeah, to pass a bill that will just create more slush fund and more corruption and will do nothing to improve our lives.
Well,
what else is there?
Left wing ideology.
Exactly. Hey, everything the left is doing now is out in the open. One thing when Obama was in charge, he was as slick as they could come.
Yeah.
And he would want to have these various, he was as anti-Semitic as the next guy.
Right.
Anti-Israel. But he was very good about hiding it. Now it's all out there. So Chuck Schumer, one of the biggest slime balls in the New York Senate.
Snake.
He's the worst of the worst. Boy, this speech he gave just Thursday night, I was even shocked by this.
Yeah.
Here's Chuck Schumer. Okay. The Jewish vote in the U.S. is pretty much lockstep with the Democrats.
Yeah.
He basically threw Israel under the bus.
Totally.
And this is called Election Interference 101.
Yeah.
Telling Israel to hold new elections
because
Netanyahu has lost his way.
Yeah.
First of all, how dare he?
Yeah.
You know, you slime ball. But he says the Netanyahu coalition is no longer fit. It no longer fits the needs of Israel. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you, you Hamas loving scumbag.
Totally.
He's gotten some crazy pushback on this one. I was surprised to hear it, dude.
I was as livid as you were, Dave. And here's the real tell on this one. The New York Times outed him big time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all the left-wing media, WAPO, New York Times, MSDNC, all of it, all the far left media would not support him. I mean, because it's not a supportable position. He threw in a very public way, in a very public speech, in a very public setting. He threw our only real ally in the Middle East under the bus, right in the middle of a war, a couple of months after 1,400 of their people were annihilated. Can you imagine if those tables were turned here in the U.S. and that and the same river? Just absolutely insane. And what makes it like even worse is, like you said, like they're supposedly counting on this vote for him and the New York State and the party across the country. And it, of course, it helps us. I don't want to be helped in this kind of a way. We don't need help in this kind of a way. But it was just absolutely disgusting what he did. There's no place for it. Oh, and by the way, that was Thursday, Dave. The next night, Israel bombed the crap out of Rafah. I'm not sure if you saw that, but basically, where all those Hamas mother effers are hiding in the tunnels underground, they bombed the crap out of it. So I don't think they were really listening to Chucky.
I wish it was an immediate debate on this, because I would have just wanted to jump through the screen and strangle the guy. So yeah. Netanyahu is apparently an obstacle to peace. You know what's an obstacle to peace, Frank?
Yeah.
It's when the Democrats give hundreds of millions of dollars to Hamas over the last couple of decades,
totally.
Or when they give billions of dollars to the biggest supporter of terror in the world, Iran. That's an obstacle to peace in my book.
Well said.
You rats.
Well said. Well
my
said.
My Lord.
Dave. Exactly.
I think this is going to come back. I think a lot of wealthy Jewish people in this country, even though they just automatically, I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, there might be some appeal off here.
Yeah. No matter what they try, Dave, and I know this example is far afield from your line of thread here, your line of talking, but like, you know, Biden was up the other day trying to talk about Trump as being kind of bumbling and forgetful and not mentally with it and all the rest of it. Really? Really? Like, that's the best you've got? That's the best angle of attack you have against us and Trump is to call him forgetful? Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, these people are so beyond, it's ridiculous.
Apparently he's wearing special shoes now. Did you hear that whole thing?
No.
He doesn't stumble. Yeah, he is wearing very special shoes now, so he doesn't stumble when he gets off stage.
What kind of shoes do they make that prevents? Are those Hokas or what are
they?
They're
not Hush Puppies, but they're specially made. I'm telling you, I saw a picture of him.
You are kidding. That's Babylon Bee material.
No. This is real.
Real?
He has real, these thick back, just so he doesn't, so it make him more sturdy, I guess.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Hey, as the worm turns, real quick update. We just got to hit this real quick, you guys. In Georgia, the judge decided Fannie Willis can stay on the case, but her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend or current boyfriend, I'm not sure, the one that she gave millions of dollars to in making, you know, $500 an hour?
Yeah.
He had to go. So the very next day, in other words, she thought about this for a half a second. Hey, Fannie, you can either quit this case or you can throw your lying, deceiving boy lover under the bus. And that took about a second.
Door number two. But Dave, here's the crazy thing about this story. So the judge, his lifeline is tied to Fannie Willis.
Yes.
Fannie Willis appointed him. So this is this is the reason the judge did this. The judge obviously should have thrown the whole case out completely, because it's not like the corruption and the mentality that goes into the corruption on Fannie Willis's side goes away if you get rid of her lover boyfriend. Her corruption and her intent, her malintent, is still there. So obviously the whole case should have been thrown out for all those types of reasons. But it wasn't, because the judge wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He wanted to basically slap on the wrist, make Wade go away, appoint another prosecutor, but make sure his bread is still buttered. And that's why she's still in place. And that's why the investigation is still going on. But to be honest, according to all the polling, it's a huge W for Trump. This case is over.
Apparently, on one level down from this whole thing, Judge Scott McAfee, he's as corrupt as the day is long, which is too bad. He's also a spineless worm. to not handle this the way it should have been handled. You just noted the connection to Fani. He's a Democrat, which we all know now. And on a third level down, he's a coward. Can you imagine? You know what? That's just the age we live in. Here's a white male. Can you imagine a white male taking a black female, Fani, and saying you're out?
Yeah.
He knows he wanted to protect his life on that, which is sad but true.
Yeah, they call it the fentanyl Floyd maneuver. If you didn't know that, it's sort of it's a new term. Yeah, the Floyd maneuver. Yeah, whenever you use race as you know to your advantage like that, it's a Floyd maneuver. That's actually it's in the dictionary now called the Floyd maneuver. Yeah,
I like that. I put page 78. I'll have to read up on that one.
Yeah.
This is another one right out of a bad NBC movie of the week, which is it's a reality. So our airplanes have been having all kind of problems lately.
Yes.
Okay. It's not a laughing matter. I mean, really death defying. I mean, we're talking wheels falling off, doors blowing off. The quality control across the board in some very important industries is falling by the wayside. And I blame it all on the legal system, on the legislation, and on these people who are hiring the wrong people because of DEI, CRT, whatever you want to call it.
Totally.
So Boeing had a brave whistleblower. His name is John Barnett. And he basically said he was blowing the lid off this thing in closed door testimony. He gave one piece of testimony, but he was going to testify two more times. Yep. It was a lawsuit basically saying, hey, the Boeing is so jacked up. Before getting to what happened to him, there are many people now that have come out besides John Barnett and said, hey, there are people doing selling and doing drugs while they're putting planes together. Yeah. I mean, fentanyl and OxyContin.
Yeah.
People are dealing while they're on the job. Yeah. I mean, it is out of control. I don't know.
And this guy spent, just before you get to the punchline here, this guy spent 30 years with Boeing. This guy wasn't just some low level. Spent a couple of years with the firm and wanted to make a quick buck. He spent his entire life, 30 years as a quality guy, the most recent bunch of years at the South Carolina plant where a lot of these discrepancies were found. You go, Dave.
Horrible ending. I'm sure a lot of people maybe have already heard about this, but he was found, quote unquote, death in a car suicide by a gunshot.
Yeah.
So this was, I don't know how the best way to term this out, but he had more than one acquaintance, friend, say that he had actually said, hey, if something happens to me, I didn't kill myself.
Of course.
He said this in a few days before he died.
Right.
One of his best friends says, the exact term was that she said that he predicted he would end up dead. He wasn't sure how.
Wow.
Is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Here's Boeing trying to cover this up because, blowing the lid off this thing. I mean, it looks terrible.
Dude, this is a huge, huge story, which, of course, will not get reported by the mainstream media. And you can put this in the same category as McConnell's.
Seth Rich.
Seth Rich. All the Clinton people who've gone, to the wayside. The Obama chef. All of it. McConnell's wife's sister, who drove a Tesla backwards 300 feet into a pond at a ranch when she could barely even drive. These are not accidents. Okay, these are not accidents. There is intense amounts of cover up that go on to make sure these things don't. No material gets out. The entire federal apparatus. Can you imagine the weight of the federal government on top of a small little sheriff in a town like South Carolina, where this guy supposedly killed himself? Why would he kill himself after doing all this? He came this far in 30 years and he gave testimony and he was about to give confirming testimony and he was right there on the edge. And all of a sudden at that moment, he decided to end his own life.
No,
I don't buy it. Not for a second. The NSA, whoever it was, CIA, he's been shut down. That dude got shut down. This whole thing is getting compartmentalized, and by the way, the reason you don't hear about it on the internet is because they control it. They control the propagation. Yes. They control the algorithms. They control deep tech. That they control what you see, and so that's why you don't see this story.
His two lawyers are suspicious. Good for them. Can you hopefully they'll be alive?
If they get any more suspicious, they'll be dead.
I was going to say, but they came right and said, hey, they've rarely met anyone who was more sincere and forthright of a character as this fellow. I mean, it shows you that doing the right thing now land you in the grave. And this is just so not America anymore. Just add it to the list.
Well, you can even it's unrelated, but you know, talking about there's now a confirmed Iranian terrorist on U.S. soil. They can't find him. They know he's here. They can't find him, but he has publicly said he is looking to basically take out any close associates of former President Donald Trump.
Oh, great.
That means anybody in the cabinet, any secretary, anybody who was close, anybody in his inner circle. They know he's here. They don't know where, but they have said that they know he's here. So, I mean, where does this insanity end? Right. I mean, how much more of this do people need to take? This is insane.
Somehow, I don't think the FBI director has really got at the top of his list to find this guy.
Why do you think Ray has come out four times in the last 2.5 to 3 months and said commented about this issue? I mean, this issue meaning southern border terrorism, heightened state of alert, the worst it's been since 9/11. Why do you think he's come out and said all that? He's covering his own ass. Right. I mean, it's that's all it's about.
That sums it up. We'll see how that shakes out. But obviously, if they do a real autopsy on that guy, we'll see what happens. Another scumbag to talk about, Letitia James, New York Attorney General.
Yeah.
So she got up there in front of the FDNY, it's Fire Department of New York, and good people. I mean, these are about as tough a job as you're going to get, being a tough firefighter in New York. So she's given some idiotic speech. They start booing her. Because everyone dislikes her. She's a horrible human being.
Yeah.
Oh, but Dave, that's Phil Rafeth. No, she's an idiot and she's a corrupt fool.
Yeah.
So they start yelling. So what's their knee-jerk reaction, what the left does when they don't get their way, like little babies?
Yeah.
They immediately wanted everybody who was cursing at her to be rounded up. And to have to go to an re-education camp.
Of course.
Just like the Russian gulag.
Communism. Yeah, it's communism. It's a classic Saul Alinsky playbook 101. It's communism. I mean, Dave, so here's the deal. If you boo someone and they're black, it's racist. If you boo someone and they're white, it's because of what they're saying.
You're courageous.
That's it. Yeah. That is their mindset. That is how they think. And so once it's very important to understand your enemy, right? You can never win a war unless you understand how your enemy thinks, acts, and operates. And so you have to, as painful as it is, I would encourage people, and probably on this show, I think going forward, we'll start to play a couple of cold opens with things like from CNN and MSDNC and cold takes. I think it's important people understand the other side. And as much as you might want to skip over it when you're playing the podcast in the car, it's important to understand.
Yeah, because they're about as evil as you can get, and they're also very obvious. It's so comically obvious to us, yet they still try to, you know, to sucker everybody. And there's another layer to this, so we don't quite know. They might apparently the union's pushing back on them, these people down.
Yeah.
So here's another affirmative action case. Laura Kavanaugh, some lady who has never, maybe she's lit a one match in her life. She doesn't know anything about fighting fire. She is the New York City Fire Commissioner, probably making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, only put up there because she's a female, a left winger. So she was at the St. Patty's Day parade just yesterday. She got booed again. Yeah. These people are so disliked.
That's so
because
funny.
They live in their little bubble. They think, oh, everyone loves me because I'm a female and I'm the FDNY because I was appointed there because I'm a female.
Yeah.
They booed her.
Yeah,
and so, and she's the one that actually helped push getting these firefighters tracked down. So she's another scumbag. And I think she just gets appointed. I don't think she's even. So she's probably going to be there forever doing a terrible job. Meanwhile, the rank and file, you know, they got to do what they got to do, right?
Yeah, do they do? I mean, that's what happens. Dude, I got a couple of stories here just kind of translate off some of that thing. So New York City, you know, like you just said, it's a toilet. It's going bad. They're now spending an average of $400 per illegal immigrant per day. And there's 75,000 of them. So do the math. It's billions. That's not a good situation. They now have thousands of National Guards deployed in the subways in New York City. My wife is out that way right now and obviously not taking the subway, but literally she told me there are like National Guard everywhere. They are like deployed all over the place in the subways and everywhere. And it's so bad that, you know, communist, Mayor Adams has basically said, well, you know, all that stuff we said about sanctuary cities and the migrant shelters and the, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, we're not so much. We're going to change all that stuff. Yeah. So we're going to change the migrant shelter rules. Why? because there's too many of you. So we're basically now cutting back on the number of nights you can stay here, how long you can stay, how much food you get, how much Uber Eats you can order, how many mopeds you can steal. Yeah, we're cutting back on all that stuff because guess what? We can't take any more of you. So you guys are just done. I saw this one great story, Dave. You're going to love this because I know you have ties to Arizona. And then I got one Canadian story to leave us off with. But this is over in a small Arizona. This is on the Daily Mail, by the way. Huge Microsoft plant is draining tiny Arizona town of 90% of its water supply. Why? To power all the artificial intelligence and cloud stuff they have building in the data centers in this small little Arizona town. Yep. So here, this is the classic convergence of every stupid liberal ideological thing you could imagine. Green climate, energy, use the solar, use the wind. They only work a third of the day. Okay, great. How do you have continuous, you need to have continuous base load power to power things like a cooling tower for a nuclear plant or to keep things cool like a server farm and things like that. So they're basically using 60 million gallons a year of water from this tiny town that lives in the desert. And sure. they don't have enough water as it is. And so it's classic, ridiculous, you know, and so where are they going to get it? Who the hell knows?
But of course, Frank, they're more important than the people in Arizona. So deserve it.
They will build. Talk about, they don't like the Keystone pipeline, which delivers oil, but they will, I guarantee you, they will fund a pipeline to move water from the Colorado River or the San Joaquin Delta or somewhere to make sure fresh water gets in there to cool those server farms. And the last one I got, Dave, I just had to touch on this Canadian story from Fox News of all places. So you might have heard about this, Dave. So Canadian law, it's not a law yet. It's still a bill, but it's very close. Endorsed by Trudeau government, which could imprison people for life for speech crimes, yeah. For life. So literally, this is, again, it's not a bill yet, but it's a law. But this law aims to make social media platforms safer, blah, 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 a bunch of crap. Basically, if you say something, it's called the Online Harms Act. If you say something that the government doesn't like, you could get put in jail for the rest of your life. Literally, that is not an exaggeration. So it's not quite a law yet. It's almost there. But this goes to show you how close we are to absolute totalitarian state. Canada has moved from a pretty normal country to almost a totalitarian state in about 5 years.
It's amazing how quick it rolls like that. Hey, Brave New World, 1984, no longer works of fiction. They are nonfiction. They are fact,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to end with a rave. We need a rave to close this set because we've had a lot of heavy stuff.
Yeah.
The RNC has finally got its act together.
Yes.
And I'm going to knock Donald Trump on this because he supported the wrong horse in this race for way too long. We finally got rid of Rana, and now we got Laura Trump in there. Making this even better, there's a guy named Scott Pressler.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe most people have probably never heard of this guy. He looks like a typical hippie from the 70s. Straight hair.
Yep.
He looks like a rock guitarist.
He looks like
from
Pat
Uriah
Simmons
Heep
from
or something.
He looks like Pat Simmons from the Doobie Brothers.
Good one. Very good.
Anybody our age would know what that
but
is.
This
yeah.
guy is like the king of harvest balloting.
Yes.
He's done very well
at the state level on multiple different state races. He's proven himself to be incredibly successful.
He's aggressive. He's smart. He knows where to go. He can see these pockets that are not being targeted.
Yeah.
But it's all about legal ballot harvesting, and you have to do it. And this should have been done. We were just talking about this. This should have been done 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's done now, but guess what? We only have 7 months left to get this, you know what, together.
Yeah.
Thank goodness he's there. Laura Trump's there. So go get him, kids.
Great, great rave. Pressler is the Karl Rove to Trump, like Karl Rove was to Bush. He's going to be the architect. I tell you what, he's going to be the architect of the win of this coming, and he will be in the White House in 2025.
Good.
Dave, great to see you this week. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We are on all the podcast platforms of choice, wherever you get your podcast, to check us out and make sure to share us with your right-minded friends. And we're on social media. We're everywhere on Twitter and Getter and Gab and MeWe and Truth Social, of course. We are at Rant and Rave 1776. And as always, Dave, we'll see you and everybody else down the road on the right side.